days. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh, God, you have done great things. You have done great things. Oh, God, you do great things.
Church, how are we on this Aloha Sunday? Would you stand and worship with Tim and Glenn and Pete and Jeff and Aldrin and Sean and Evan and myself? You ready to sing this morning? Here we go. Let's worship together.
Darkness tries to roll over my bones. When sorrow comes to steal the joy I hold. When brokenness and pain are all I know. I won't be shaken. I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
Shame no longer has a place to hide. Afraid to leave my past behind. I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken.
My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out the grave. There's resurrection power that can save.
Chance when I stand in your love, my fear doesn't stand a chance.
let's continue in worship this morning. Father God, take this time. Be with us this morning. Center us on these words. Center us on you. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, and I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Would you sing with us? All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am the goodness of God.
Your goodness
is running after,
it's running after me.
Yes, your goodness is running after,
it's running after me.
With my life laid down, I've surrendered now. I give you everything. Oh, your goodness is running after,
it's running after me.
Would you sing with us?
Your goodness is running after,
it's running after me.
Yeah. Your goodness is running after,
it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Oh,
your goodness is running after,
it's running after.
Amen. Well, aloha, everyone. Good morning. I'm Aubrey Hansen, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to worship. Whether you're in the room or worshiping online, we are so glad that you are with us today. We would love to know that you're here, so if you could scan the little QR code on that green sheet in front of you or the QR code that will be on the screen here in just a second, that would be wonderful. We would love to know that you're here. If you're worshiping with us online, there is a link in the description below that you can use at any time during the service. We had such a fun time at Sunset Socials last Wednesday. Thank you for everyone who came. It was wonderful being in fellowship with everyone. We have three more events happening for the next three Wednesdays in July. This coming Wednesday is our board game night. So make sure that you sign up in the fellowship hall or online after service. Today is the last day to sign up for the board game night. Just bring your favorite board game and have some fun fellowship with your church community. In 2 weeks, we have our campfire worship night, which is going to be a fun time of barbecue, hymn singing, worship song singing, but we need your suggestions. So if you have a suggestion for us to sing around the campfire into Wednesdays, we would love for you to write them down on the sheet in the fellowship hall so we can make sure to get to those for you. We also have a Bridge to Home this Tuesday once again. We are excited that we get to drop off to the new location for Bridge to Home. That is a permanent location. It's very exciting. So if you could bring any sort of entree, side dish, dessert, anything is appreciated, and we can drop it off at their new location on Tuesday. Today we continue our sermon series, Songs of Summer, where every week we will dive deeper into a song or hymn and the message that it conveys. But right now, I'd like to welcome up Lori Wilson because we have a little special something to do for Aloha Sunday.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Lori Wilson. I am a member of the lead team here at VOMC. And as Aubrey said, this is Aloha Sunday. So what does that mean? That means we are going to be celebrating our lovely pastoral team, if you want to come on up. In the Methodist tradition, we have appointment of our clergy. That means that they are appointed to the local church for the year, July through June, correct? I'll make sure I get it correct. So this is the first Sunday of the new year for Andy and Camille. Not that there was ever any doubt they would be here, but today is the day that we get to welcome them to the new year, celebrate that they are still with us, and all the great things that will be coming this year. Last year I knocked off his mic and everything, so I'm not going to do that again. So we have been so blessed to have both Andy and Camille with us this last year and the previous year before that. They have really brought passion and music and joy to this congregation, and we are really blessed to have them. We are excited about this coming year, so this is also a celebration of the coming year and all the great things that they have planned for us. They will shepherd us through some really exciting things in the coming year, and we just look forward to working with them and being part of this great church family with Thematic. So we want to welcome them to this coming year.
QR code or that link. You can share your concerns through the app or on the website. We have a team that faithfully meets every Monday to lift those up by name. So if you have a prayer request, I invite you to share it with us. But now I invite you to join me in taking a deep breath as we center ourselves and go before God in prayer. Creator God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. As we gaze upon the vastness of your creation, the moon, the stars, the skies above, we are humbled by the work of your hands. In the beauty and grandeur that surrounds us, we see a testament to your infinite wisdom and power, and we are filled with gratitude and wonder. We confess that we often fail to appreciate the world around us. Help us to slow down and to marvel at the works of your hands. Teach us to be good stewards of the earth, to protect and cherish all that you have made. When life storms rage and we feel overwhelmed, remind us of your constant presence. Just as you calm the winds and the waves, bring peace to our hearts and minds. Let us find refuge in your love and strength in your faithfulness, knowing that you are with us through every trial and tribulation. God of us all, so many people are in need, and so we lift them to you in prayer. For those who are sick, may they feel your healing presence. For those who are full of dread and anxiety, may they be strengthened with your courage. For those who are grieving, may they receive your peace and comfort. For those who are exhausted physically or mentally, may they receive your strength and rest. Lord, we pray for a renewed sense of wonder and reverence in our hearts. Let us be ever mindful of your greatness and our place within your creation. May our lives reflect your glory and our actions bear witness to your love. May we live each day in a spirit of gratitude and awe, ever mindful of your majesty and the beauty of your creation. All this and so much more, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, church. How good it is to be together as we gather in this place on this day. My name is Andy. I'm lead pastor here, blessed to be so, and I want to welcome you to worship in this Songs of Summer series on this first Sunday in July. And we are in the middle of reflecting on how God is present in the songs of our faith, what we might learn and take from them, and how we might grow in our life and discipleship from some of these songs, sacred and secular alike. And today, we're going to go on a bit of a time warp journey with a pair of songs as a part of our time. But before we get started, I just want to ground myself in a word of prayer and offer prayer for our kind of broken and wounded world. Just very conscious of the fact that there are a number of fires in the area, some of which it sounds like may have been set on purpose. We pray for our valley. Those dealing with issues in the heat, those dealing with hurricanes, those who are dealing with COVID, all of these stories touch my life in some way. And then it is Aloha Sunday. I thought, what better Sunday than to bring the family of ukuleles up here? I know that Glenn is particularly excited that my ukuleles made it to worship again. But we pray for pastors who are in their first Sundays of appointment. The California Pacific Annual Conference, in which we serve, includes a majority of Southern California and the Pacific Islands of Hawaii and Saipan. And so we pray for our brothers and sisters who are starting in new settings and those churches who are welcoming back familiar pastors as well. And we are grateful for all of that. Let's pray and then we'll jump in. Gracious and ever-loving God, we give you thanks for this day and for your people gathered in this place. We ask for your blessings upon this time. Settle us in that we might see your glory and your greatness, that we might know your truth and your hope. Walk with us the path of life and learning that takes place when we, your people, gather together for worship. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we are, if you were paying close attention to the gentle music underneath the prayer, going to start with a 19th century hymn, but it's likely familiar to you. It's one of the more popular ones in the English language, and it is "How Great Thou Art." Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. One of my favorite hymns, one of my favorite hymns to sing personally. We're gonna move through time with this story, see a God who's on the move, and then wind up coming around to Chris Tomlin's "How Great Is Our God." That's our roadmap for today. But I want to talk about "How Great Is Thou Art." We often talk about the calm before the storm, that sense of silence that settles in before things get raucous. Well, "How Great Thou Art" is a hymn that was written based on the calm after a storm. It was written by a Swedish man. It, in its original form, is "O Stora Gud," which is Swedish itself. So, if you're an Olympics fan like me, and you have this national identity pride right now, this is probably the singular best Swedish hymn you know. So, put that on file. "How Great Thou Art." And this is a time of calm after the storm. Having witnessed, borne witness to this powerful storm, thunder and lightning, the author of the hymn sets it down. And his name is Carl Boberg. Let me introduce you to him. He's the guy on the left on your screen now. Two men really brought us this song, Carl Boberg and Stuart Hine. And this is what Carl said about the hymn as he wrote it. It was a time of year when everything seemed to be in its richest coloring. The birds were singing in the trees, and everywhere it was very warm. We know ourselves some very warm. And a thunderstorm appeared on the horizon, and soon there was thunder and lightning. We had to hurry to shelter. But the storm was soon over, and the clear sky appeared. And when I came home, I opened my window towards the sea. There had evidently been a funeral during the storm, and the bells were playing the tune, when eternity's clock calls my saved soul to its Sabbath rest. Inspired by all of that, that evening I sat down and I wrote the song, How Great Thou Art. Carl's Swedish poem speaks to the beauty of God in creation. When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds your hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Second verse. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. It's this beautiful story about God's presence in creation and how God has touched it. And it begins this journey in 1885 in Sweden. It's first translated into German for use in church communities there. And then it's taken, that German version is taken to Russia, where it's translated into Russian, and then enters our glasses friend on the screen. This is Stuart Hine. Hine first heard the Russian translation of the German version of the song while on an evangelical mission to the Carpathian Mountains in the Ukraine. The Ukraine is a country we hear much about in the news now. This is in 1931. The hymn has already been in use in that part of Europe for the better part of 40 years. Upon hearing it, Hine was inspired to create his own English paraphrase known as How Great Thou Art. Hine and his wife Mercy learned the Russian translation in full and started using it in their evangelistic services. Hine also wrote the remaining verses and rewrote some of the verses, including new ones. And it's worth noting that the verses that we have from him start in Russian and then are translated into English. He wrote that for that community as events inspired him. Well, what events? Well, this song reminds us that this is a song about God on the move through our history. Yes, it starts with this idea that we can observe God and the nature of our place and the beauty of the breeze and the coolness that surrounds us in the rolling thunder and as the slide changes in our stars. On the left is a vision of the Milky Way without light noise there. What does it mean to stand in the midst of creation and to look up into the heavens and to see the author of creation present there, shaping who we are? It is a powerful reflection on who God is. But more than that, says Stuart, it inspires me to look beyond what my eyes can see and to consider the greatness and vastness of God. So in the middle, there's a picture from the James Webb Telescope out to the very reaches of our experience, the beauty of the fullness of the universe. And then on the right, an image of the cross. For it's in Stuart's hand that we get the familiar verses about Jesus. And when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. And then an affirmation. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. What a powerful hymn. And it helps me to understand the power and the fullness of God's creation. And for me, one of the things that strikes me about this particular song is the way it talks about how God is in the move in creation and in the person of Jesus Christ. It is probably most recognized and popularized in America when evangelist Billy Graham met Stuart Hine and said, "I'd like to use your song in my crusade." So starting in 1957 at Madison Square Garden, he included "How Great Thou Art" in all of his services. Billy Graham says, "The reason I like 'How Great Thou Art' is because it's a song that glorifies God. It turns the Christian eyes to God rather than upon themselves, and I use it as often as possible because it's such a beautiful God-honoring song." It also aligns with one of Billy's references for the work of the Spirit. He talks about the idea that God cannot be seen but is ever moving and blowing through our lives. The second verse ends, "As I hear the brook and I feel that gentle breeze." It's a powerful piece. But for me, the thing I find fascinating is, ultimately, two of the verses that Stuart wrote that are not included in our hymnal, I couldn't find them in other copies of hymnals, and are probably not sung, but they're a part of the poem and a part of the story that he wants to tell. And so what goes unsung is often as powerful as what we do sing and what we know. Hear these verses and how they speak to you. "Oh, when I see ungrateful man defiling this bounteous earth, God's gift so good and great. In foolish pride, God's holy name reviling, and yet in grace, his wrath and judgment wait." And then his final verse of the poem, "When burdens press and seem beyond endurance, bowed down with grief to him, I lift my face. And then in love, he brings me sweet assurance. My child, for thee sufficient is my grace. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art." It's a powerful reflection on how we might care for creation. And when Hine sees ungrateful men defiling the bounty of the earth, this God's generous gift to all of us, it breaks his heart and it breaks the heart of God. It is an act of foolish pride. And for me, it's a great handoff to the work of the psalmist David. In Psalm 8, he talks about our connection with creation, and indeed our identity as it relates to who God is. And so hear these words from the psalmist. "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you've established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is humankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You've made them a little bit lower than the angels, crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the universe, or over the works of your hand. You put everything under their feet, all of the flocks and herds and animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This sense, this beautiful sense of reflection from our scriptures of old on the God, on God's greatest glories as they are manifest in creation. This is the very psalm that inspires Carl's original poem and Stuart's heart to see the work of God's fingers. And it asks a question, not unlike I do in scenes like this. When I consider the vastness of space, even the space that I can see from where I stand, I'm humbled by my size. What is it that a God who is so interested in creating the whole of creation, the whole pattern of life, the whole vitality of the rhythms of the earth that surround us, still knows my name and has an interest in my story and in yours? Who am I, the psalmist asks. What is humankind that you are mindful of us in light of all of this greatness? Your greatness, your great work. And yet you know me, you consider me, you reach out into my experience to transform who I am. The psalmist even names that fact, that we're a part of God's created order too, and we are given a special place in that order. It deals with the whole of creation, this special place that we have, that we are called to be good stewards of the earth that God has provided for us. One of the translations, King James Version, talks about we are given dominion over creation. Rulers over the works of your hand. You put everything under our feet, all the flocks and the herds and the animals of the field, the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea. You're faced with two powerful moral choices, I think, when it comes to the idea of stewardship, dominion, or rule over. You can decide if that level of power and authority entitles you to something, to use it as you will, to misuse it as you will. It is yours to do with as you want. Maybe you see creation like a Christmas toy that once opened and played with loses its value almost immediately. But that's not what the psalmist does. It's not what Carl does. It's not what Stuart does. It's not what Pastor Andy does. This special place that we're given in creation, this overruling that we have, this stewardship that we have is intended to remind us that we are co-creators with God. We have a place in making this world, as Genesis says, very good. And when we neglect that opportunity and our responsibility, it goes back to Stuart's poem. We become the ungrateful human, defiling the bounteous earth, God's gift so good and great. Why? Because we have a foolish pride that we will always have enough and that it was meant for us. No, rather, this creation of ours is a blessing that's intended to inspire the soul, inspire the heart, inspire us in such a way that we might be able to say, oh God, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works your hands have made, it is then that my soul sings, how great thou art. The psalmist takes that same refrain and says, oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We can look at the earth and we can see a name in majesty, this glory of creation, the very fingers of God that are above us and around us, that surround us and remind us of God's presence in our story and our lives. And that sense of majesty inspires a Christian songwriter in 2004, more than 125 years after Carl Boberg still first his poem, to sit down and to try and capture something of the beauty of God's creation. Chris Tomlin is a Christian songwriter who's been in the business for about 25 years. On his album, An Essential Collection, he released a song called How Great Is Our God. And incidentally, the book on the right on your screen is his new kind of spiritual devotion guide and biography. It's called How Great Is Our God, Living in a Worship, Living a Worship-Led Life in a Me-Driven World. Came out in May of this year. I'd recommend it to you. And it helps me frame up some of my understanding of what Chris was trying to accomplish. He starts with a different psalm in a different place, but ultimately he comes round to the same point. In trying to write a song that could be used for people, he says this: I try to think, how do I craft a song in such a way that the person who is tone-deaf, who can't clap on two and four, can still sing it. He stated in another interview, the thing that I'm most proud of is the songs that find their way into the church. I don't know if any of them will last down the way, but what I do strive for is playing a song that people can sing. I'm not trying to write pop songs that last for 3 months. I really want to write things that find their way into church. And that's just what How Great Is Our God has done. He says this: I started singing the chorus, and man, I had no idea. I thought this chorus was just this simple little thing. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. It's such a simple thing. It really was. I had no idea that it would become such a song of use in the church, a song that finds its way into so many different cultures, different languages, is so transferable and accessible. I had no idea that it would ever become that. Chris Tomlin had a vision for God's majesty and splendor, a sense that a God who was holy, perfect, and right would somehow be present to us. And the poem that he begins to write as a song that people can sing is rooted in Psalm 104. Starts with the idea of a God who is clothed in splendor, in beauty. Maybe you've been to places that remind you of the greatness of God that you can't help but look at and say, ah, yes, this is what it means to be clothed in splendor. This is what it means to be wrapped in light. This is what it means to understand that God has created this world and provided me a co-stewardship of it that I might care for it and love it as deeply as God, its creator, does. That's the hope and the prayer. Friends, I want to provide us the opportunity to hear and to sing together Chris Tomlin's How Great Is Our God. As I finish up, I'm going to invite our worship band forward to help me with that. His poem speaks to the glory of God, who wraps himself in light and in darkness that cannot hide, and the whole world will tremble at the voice of a God and a creator that powerful. He talks about a God who stands at the beginning of time and at the end of time, age to age, beginning and the end, Alpha and the Omega. And just as we will celebrate it in our communion, Tomlin sings to the Trinity, a Godhead who is three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son. When we sing the phrase, Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb, it is a reminder of the power and authority of God, but also the humility and service of Christ. And then the reminder that it is a name above all names worthy of our praise. My heart will sing, How Great Is Our God. Friends, before we sing, I just want you to consider this, to take this to mind. Tomlin's song is now 20 years old, been translated into most of the languages where there's a Christian community in the world. There's even a world version of the song out there where you can hear it in 9 different languages at once as it's shared. But Tomlin recently said that one of the dangers of a song like this, of a hymn like How Great Thou Art, where this is the kind of thing that you can walk out from this place and be humming the tune or repeating the words to yourself, is that it begins to lose some of the shine and sparkle of the spirituality behind it. He says that familiarity can breed complacency. To be able to say, as I have throughout this morning, I'm so glad there was somebody like a Chris Tomlin who wrote a song like How Great Is Our God, diminishes the fact that as a spiritual being, as a creature of God's kingdom, my soul is the one that ought to sing at the greatness of God. It's not enough just to stand back and let somebody else talk about the splendor of the King, his clothes in majesty. Rather, it is my responsibility, my obligation to join in that song and to not lead that which is familiar to become boring or complacent, but to take up a refrain about the greatness of God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Friends, would you join us in standing as we sing How Great Is Our God?
He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great. Great is our God, and age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end, the God that breathes. One, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb,
the lion and the lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great, how great is our God.
Help us to live our lives such that all the world will join in the song and see how great you are. That is our prayer and our hope. Amen. Please be seated. As we gather for our time of communion this morning, I'm so excited. One of the things that we wanted to do as a part of our Songs of Summer series was include some music in the communion element. And then there got to be some passion from this lovely group of people here who said, ooh, ooh, ooh. What if we scored a communion response in song? And I said, I'm in, let's do it. And so here we are. And so we're going to introduce a new tune to you as a part of our time. It will still be the classic communion responses that guide the church, whether they're spoken or sung, speaking to the holiness of God, speaking to the mystery of Christ's death, resurrection, and coming again, and then the power of the people saying, amen, let it be so together. But we're going to do it in a new way today. So we have a slightly modified spoken liturgy, but your parts will be on the screen. You'll see them as they come, and then we'll close in the Lord's Prayer together. Friends, let's prepare to receive. It begins with Pastor Camille.
In communion, we recognize our need for God and God's movement in our common history. God formed us in God's own image. God is the life giver and holds us in love, grace, and forgiveness. God's will bends us towards justice, righteousness, and peace. And so we join all of God's people on earth and in heaven singing a holy chorus.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to announce that the time had come when he would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners.
We remember that on the night he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and said, "Do this in remembrance of me. This is my body broken for you." He took the cup, he gave thanks, and he shared it, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And as we remember that night, it provides us the chance to also proclaim the story of our faith by singing.
Christ has died for me. Christ has risen. Death has no sting. Christ will come again. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Pour out your Holy Spirit, O God, on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. May they serve as symbols of us, for us, of the body and blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and inspired by his love. By your Spirit, make us one with you, one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, God, now and forever. Amen. Friends, let us pray the Lord's Prayer as Jesus has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In a moment's time, you'll be invited by the ushers to come down one row and to come to one of two identical stations on either end, where you receive a piece of bread, you'll dip it in the cup and receive both elements in one mouthful together. Or there'll be a third station in the middle with hygienically sealed elements that are gluten-free, if that allows you to more faithfully participate in our experience today. And as a part of our time, the kids from our Sunday school class are wandering that way.
They're coming in.
They're coming in that door now. Okay, perfect. Excellent. So the kids will head down first on that side as we get being I just saw a parade of children's heads go by the back window. And then you'll return to your seat for a time of prayer and reflection as we're blessed in song. I want to invite the Smiths forward at this time as we share in this holy meal.
Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you.
Let us pray. In this holy meal, we are fed. In this holy meal, you are made known. In this holy meal, we see ourselves. Humble parts of a glorious creation. We're a part of one great body called and equipped to share your love, to be faithful stewards of your goodness and the gifts of your creation. use this time to strengthen us for the journey ahead as we prepare to go forward from this place. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We give thanks for the beauty and the majesty of God's creation. And we take this opportunity now to respond with our gratitude and generosity. On the screen, you'll see a number of ways to share your practical gifts with the Valencia Church. We know that many of you give online, and for that, we are grateful. In just a few moments, the ushers will come forward. They will pass the offering plates among you. I want to invite you, as Tim plays, to take this opportunity to prayerfully reflect on how you can live a life that reflects God's majesty. Will the ushers please come forward?
What a message today. Thank you, Tim, for that beautiful arrangement. Yes, yes. From the message this morning, what's beautiful, how great is our God that he put each of us in our lives,
so that when our walk is hard, we have each other to lean on. Rumi, the famous poet, his line of, we are all just walking each other home. And the great thing about that is we're never alone. God is with us, and each of us are with us. Let's grow old together. Yes. Let's stand up and sing together our last worship song. Here we go. One. It all comes down to this. What do you require of me? Love my neighbor as myself, yes. And you above all things. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly.
Set us free.
Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with you, God. Oh, in all things, in all ways, walk humbly with you, God. It's beauty for ashes, it's mourning to dancing, it's closer and closer.
Lies the reminder, church, of who we are and who we're meant to be. Micah 6:8, walking humbly with God. We go forward from this place with songs in our hearts, not that will make us complacent, but will make us bold in sharing the song of who God is with the world. Opportunities that lay before us. I'm excited for and I'm praying for Bridge to Home. Tomorrow is the first day that they will serve in their new location, and Tuesday will be the second day. And so if you're feeling called and compelled, we'll make sure you have the right address, and we want to share our gifts with them, and we do so with love and with prayer as a part of that time. And then you can sign up out in the fellowship hall where our time of fellowship is to help with our blood drive. It's the 16th, just a matter of 10 days or so away, and that blood drive will benefit UCLA, and they'll be on campus. They're in the midst of a blood shortage, and you can sign up over in our time of fellowship and let us know your willingness to help and to serve. But we've got some fun treats over in our time of fellowship in celebration of Aloha Sunday, popsicles, donut holes, and more than that, the chance for Christian fellowship and connection one with another. So whether you've been in the room or with us online, thank you so much for spending a part of your day with us. And we go forward from this place to live, to love, and to serve. Knowing that the grace of God, the love of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is with us, is in us, and is before us in all of life's experiences. So go now in the spirit of aloha. God bless.
One, two, three.
Act justly, oh, love mercy.